Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin and friends. And I've got Martita back again today. We had her on the program yesterday, and we were just talking about letting God out of the box. What a great topic. I really appreciate Martita.
Oh, that was awesome.
What you had brought to the table yesterday, and I know everybody out there enjoyed that. But we you know, Turn the Light On, everybody, is a topical Bible study / discussion where we just take a topic of the day, and it could be anything. We're kind of random about it. We, you know, have done big series of topics, like we did the miracles of Jesus in consecutive order with me and Cher. That was an incredible, incredible series. But you know what? We're just doing little topics too, and I love that we can have you in for a couple of days, Martita, and just talk about what God's placing on your heart right now, things that are going on in, you know, your life and ways you're being challenged and stretched, you know, because that's what's happening to all of us every day in our lives. We're all being, you know, drawn by God to move up another level, to come up a little higher. So,
well, good morning,
welcome
everybody
to the program.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me again. Thank you. It's been neat talking to my brother and talking back and forth and going at it. It got my juices going, and
yeah,
I love that. Our conversations, we always talk about the Lord, and we have a great time talking about it. So I'm really enjoying this. Thanks.
Yeah, it's really good. So, you know, I asked you to, you know, put together a couple of different topics on things that maybe the Lord's speaking to you in your life. And I know when God's speaking in my life, He's speaking into everybody's lives. And when He's speaking into your life, He's really speaking into a lot of other people's lives, people that are listening out there today. So we want to encourage you guys today. And today, what are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about, what glasses are you looking through?
Okay, what glasses are you looking through? How are you seeing things? Is that
yes?
Oh, another way of
what
putting
are we looking
it in life?
Through? Am I looking through the way I was brought up?
Right.
My tradition, my
right.
beliefs, my pain, my life experience, or are we looking
yeah.
through the Lord's sunglasses or eyeglasses?
Yeah,
or
no,
whatever.
I understand. Yeah, it's pretty good. So, gosh, there's just so many different ways we could spend this, and I'm looking forward to seeing where God takes us in this moment, you know, because I look at it this way, you know, seeing life from God's view and seeing things from God's perspective is really the way we want to see things.
Yes.
But it's not the way we always see things. We have a lot of different things that come into our lives that will try to obscure our vision or try to redirect our vision and get us looking in other ways along that. So,
an example, this is so it's real life.
Yeah.
The other day, I went to
real world application.
I went to my daughter's house. And I'm sitting with them, and I'm talking, and I'm like, why is your house so dark? I mean, it just...
Open the curtains, people.
Yeah, it was like, it felt like, well, the curtains were open, but still, it felt like,
wow.
This is too dark. What's going on? I have my sunglasses on. And I had no idea that my...
That's hilarious.
Because my eyeglasses turn dark.
Yes, yes.
When I go outside, and
right.
then they go back to normal when I go inside a building.
Sure.
But I was driving, so I actually put my eyeglasses that are sunglasses.
Right.
So they
so
start
you're
dark.
Thinking they're going to adjust.
Exactly.
So you just naturally figured, oh, they're good, but they weren't. So you're
that's
like,
what I
it's
thought.
So dark in here. That's
so
hilarious.
All of a sudden, I took my glasses off. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's not real. I mean, it was bright inside.
Right.
It was my glasses were dark.
Wow.
How many times are we living life thinking that this is reality
mm-hmm.
because we're looking through something that happened in my past.
Yeah.
But that is not the reality if I take that off my past, I can see a completely different world.
Wow. You know, I think we do that a lot with our relationship with God. I think we can be looking at God, and I know a lot of times I talk to people when I'm doing counseling and stuff, and they're mad at God because God didn't do things the way they thought he should, and they're looking at their relationship with God, and they're thinking that he's not doing things for them because things aren't necessarily going the way they think things should go in their life. And I really try to bring them back around to, no, God is good. You know, and that is one way that I think a lot of people get kind of flipped around in the world and looking at things with those, like you said, with those dark lenses. You know, we have a negative mindset or a negative perspective of God, and that he isn't really for us, that I need to do enough things right for him to like me and things like that. I just think that we have to be really careful how we're allowing ourselves to view God in our lives.
I agree. Also, sometimes we ask, or we have a prayer, or we know that we have a calling into something, and the Lord is not answering as fast as we want.
Right.
Or putting us in that.
I want to know today. Yes.
Or, oh, I'm supposed to be there, so I got to be there tomorrow. But you know what? When I was growing up, I knew I was going to drive someday.
Right.
But my parents didn't give me the keys when I was 12.
Right.
I waited.
Mine didn't either, but yeah. I took them.
We had.
Oh, sorry, Mom.
But, you know, when I was 16, I had to go and take classes and learn
right.
how to drive. And when I was mature enough that my parents felt that I was mature enough, they gave me that key.
Right.
The Lord is the same way.
Absolutely. What a great perspective.
He will put a desire in your heart. But it might not be for today, but a desire for you to seek the Lord, to learn, to spend more time with him, to grow. You will go through life experiences that are going to prepare you. Like
sure.
King David,
yeah,
he was said as a king when he was just in youth, but he didn't become the king until he
right.
was in his 30s.
He was anointed king when he was just a ruddy little kid.
That didn't change.
Right.
He was the king, and he knew he was going to be, but he didn't become the solid in there king until he was 30.
Right.
He had a rough life,
yeah,
but it prepared him to fulfill his purpose.
Yeah.
And sometimes we get mad because, oh, this is not happening, and we are trying to make it happen instead of waiting on the Lord and saying, okay, I'm going to take every step that I need to take towards it until I get there, and you'll put me there at the right time. But if I put myself there, then I have to work at keeping myself there. But if he puts me there, he'll keep me there.
So what I think you're really trying to tell us, you know, myself and everybody that's out there listening, Martita, is that we're impatient.
Yes.
Yes, we are. Come on, everybody, admit it. Look at the person next to you right now and go, yeah, I'm impatient.
Yeah, I want it now.
I want it now. You know, it's that whole Veruca Salt, you know, from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. She's like, I don't care how. I want it now. And we can have that lens of, you know, what we want, and we can look at life from a perspective of, let's just be real, selfishness. And actually put God to work for us when, like yesterday, we were talking about we need to bring God's perspective into our lives and get on his trail. I think we were, what, Isaiah 55:8-9. It says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. You know, and as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. And I think that if we can put the lenses on and we can put our glasses on that say, God knows the best trail for me in my life, and not try to figure it out on our own. I think there's a scripture in Proverbs that says, trust the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him,
and
he will direct your path. And it's not like, I think so many times we put this lens on and we're trying to, you know, direct our path ourselves and bring God into it. And we did. We talked a little bit about that yesterday, but it applies, you know, because
yes,
we put God in that box, like we talked about yesterday, but we do that. And then while he's in the box, that's the lenses that we put over our eyes, and it's all the limitations and everything. And now we're just seeing life really from a, what is it, like a minimalist mindset as to what God can do.
We're living in the flesh, and we're a spirit.
Yeah,
that's good. We need to step up and connect to our spirit. Since the day we're born, we're taught to live in this world in the flesh.
Yeah.
And now God is taking us to a higher level, which is he's a spirit, so are we, and to connect in the spirit with him.
Yeah. Well, what I love the most about it is that, you know, I know that when I'm connecting with and looking at God in his power and with no limitations is what he sees that unlimited potential inside of me. He sees me more powerfully than I even see myself. So God's going to draw us to a level of commitment to ourselves where we're going to live our lives for him with so much anointing and power because he's believing in us.
So that brings me to the next thing that the Lord put in my heart. A lot of times our glasses are just dirty. So we see ourselves, I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, I don't have the education. In my case, I thought years ago, you know, I'm from Puerto Rico, I have a strong accent, so a lot of people treated me like I was dumb.
Right.
You know?
Sure.
It's just the reality of life.
Prejudice or, you know,
yeah,
just...
and I saw myself as, who would want to listen to somebody with an accent?
Right.
Or... my Spanish is not perfect, neither is my English, you know, so I don't speak fluent like everybody else or very fancy.
Right.
Eloquent, that's the word.
Yeah.
Very eloquent. Maybe people grew up in an abusive situation or they have been in drugs or alcohol or whatever it is, or poor. You never know what it is.
Right.
So we look at ourselves through those dirty glasses and say, I am not good enough. But the Lord says, you're pure.
I love that.
You are everything. He cleanses those glasses. And I want to, if it's okay with you,
sure.
I want to tell you who you are in Christ.
There you go. So is this like a confession?
So this is what I did. I have it as a confession in my life because I needed to know who I am in Christ.
Right.
And start seeing myself through the glasses of the Lord, through his eyes.
Sure.
Okay. And this is what the word says. I am one spirit with Christ.
Mm.
I am holy because I am one with Christ. I am complete in Christ. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am holy and without blame. I am a child of God and I'm an heir. I am a new creation. I am a king and a priest for God and the Father. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. I am sitting in heavenly places with him. I am blessed. I am the head and I am not the tail. I am alive together with Christ. I am strong through the grace that God gives me in Christ Jesus.
That's good.
I am strong through the grace that God gives me in Christ Jesus. I am strong in the Lord. I am the true child of Abraham and I have the right to all the inheritances and promises. I am a citizen of the kingdom of God and a member of the household of God. I am more than a conqueror. I am his ambassador. I am free from the law. I am dead to sin. I am part of the body of Christ. I am Christ's friend. I am a saint, a holy one. I am victorious through Jesus Christ. I am free from condemnation. I am rooted, built up, established in faith, and overflowing with thanksgiving. I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. I am the apple of God's eye. Whew. I am God's handiwork created in Christ Jesus for good works. I am being transformed into God's image.
Yeah.
That's what the blood of Jesus did for you.
Come on. Just real quickly, I want you to not reread the whole thing, mm-hmm. but I want you to read a couple of those for everybody that's out there. Maybe some ones that really stand out to you, maybe three or four. But I want you to say you are to everybody that's out there listening instead of I am, because it's a great confession for you and for us, and we know how to do that. But I think maybe some people out there need to understand that what we're saying is not just I am, but you are these yes. things in Christ. So just read a couple just so they can get the feel for that.
So the first one is in 2 Corinthians 3:18 and Philippians 1:6. You are being transformed into God's image every day. You're not your past. You are who Christ says
Come
you
on.
Are.
I love this. Come on, do another one.
You are
so good.
The apple of God's eye.
Yes, you
in
are.
Psalm 17:8. Look it up and say
yes.
this and say, this is who I am in Christ. This is what Christ provided for me.
Yeah, God is so delighted in you.
You
guys.
Are reconciled to the Father.
Yeah.
You have been justified.
Yes.
You are rooted, built up, established in faith, and overflowing with thanksgiving, Colossians 2:7. You are victorious through Jesus Christ, 1 Corinthians 15:57. You are Christ's friend, John 15:5.
That's so good.
I'm telling
so
you.
Yeah.
When
guys,
you
need to
this,
understand what the Word says about you, and you need to begin to speak that over your life.
Speak it. And take a hold of it and choose to believe
yes.
that this is who you are. This is what Christ did for you.
Yes.
For you. Not just me. Not just Kevin.
Right.
For you. For every single one hearing our voice.
Amazing.
This is what the Lord says for you. Receive it. Take a hold of it. Thank the Lord. And walk in it.
Yeah. I love that. So I think we always have to remember that God is seeing us through the lens of His Son,
this word.
Jesus,
yes.
His words. What you've just spoken is really God's opinion of us when He puts those lenses on and He looks at you and He sees Jesus. He doesn't see you. He doesn't see Martita and all of her shortcomings and all of her insecurities and all of her fears and anxieties. He sees Jesus. So we as the people of God have got to learn to hide ourselves in Christ, to allow God to look at, to well, really just to understand that when God looks at you, He's not looking at everything that you see about yourself, that you judge yourself about, that you make you feel insecure or inadequate. He is seeing
a
His
precious
Son.
Child.
A precious child.
Like if you pick up a baby and you look into this baby and all you see is love and purity, and it doesn't
Innocence.
Matter what, it's pure love.
Yes.
That's how the Lord sees you. Every moment. He doesn't see your actions. He sees His baby.
Yeah. You know, I love in 1 Samuel 16:7, you know, we get a glimpse of how God looks at people. And it's really powerful because it's, I'm just going to read it. It says, "But the Lord said to Samuel about David, do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature." You know, or no, he's talking about Saul, "because I've rejected him. For the Lord sees not as a man sees."
That's right.
Okay, so yeah, this was about Saul. And he had sinned against God. He had not done what God had told him to do. But he said, you know, "I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as a man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." And see, you know, God isn't looking at all of your outward expressions of your life and the shortcomings and everything that your inadequacies are producing. He's looking at your heart.
Yes.
You know, do you have a heart that loves God, that loves people, that wants to be who God has called you to be? That's where we need to put our lenses on and look at our lives and examine our hearts and say, who is God really to me? And how do I take what's, you know, in my life and make that all work together for the kingdom of God? You know what I mean? I'm trying to get this point across that God's looking at your heart. And if your heart's not right, you need to get your heart fixed.
And if you don't know the Lord, if you're listening to us and you say, I don't understand, I don't know that love, is available to you.
Yeah.
The Lord wants to love you. He, Jesus came and died for every single person in the world, in the past, today, and the future. And he says, I want to be part of your life. I want to give you salvation. I want to fill you with my love. If you open your heart and say, Lord, I don't know you. I want to know you. I want to receive you in my heart. I want to have a relationship with you. He is, his arms are wide open for everyone. He doesn't care about your past, but he's going to transform your future.
Yeah, that's so good. So, so good.
He loves you. And he wants you to receive his love. That's it.
Yeah. And then he wants you to share it with others.
And once he fills you up, you will not be able to contain it.
Yeah.
You know, when you get a free gift, and I don't care, but you get a gift and it's exciting, you tell everybody, oh my gosh, look what I got.
You wouldn't believe what I got.
Yes, and I'm so excited. Yeah. And you thank that person. It's the same way. It's an amazing gift that he wants to give you. You receive it, get filled with it, and share it.
Yeah, with the world. So, man, I'm just so amazed at what we've been able to bring out just through this little topic of, you know, what? How are we seeing God? And I believe that each and every one of you out there, God is doing an amazing challenge in your life today. You know, he's saying, let's look at our hearts. Let's examine ourselves. But let's see ourselves the way that God sees us, not the way that the world sees us or the way that we even maybe see ourselves, but to point ourselves towards how God sees us in our life. So let's take a quick break and then we'll come back. And I want to pray over each and every one of you in just a moment.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the fellowship hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family. There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. God's Rock presents a free Christian rock concert with artist Armor of God from Orlando, Florida. It's going to be February the 18th at 7 p.m. at the God's Rock campus here at Lighthouse Christian Church, located at 1250 North Banana River Drive. For more information, you can give us a call at 321-749-7222. 3-4 or go to our website at godsrock.life. I can't deny you. I feel so alive. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Martita, it's been a great topic today. We've been talking about how we see God, the lenses that we look through in our life. And as I was going through all that, I couldn't help but look at Ephesians 1:18 for me. I know you have a scripture as well, but you know, it's this: having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, and what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints. And you know, we've got to have a vision and our hearts aligned with God, and I think that's kind of where we were hitting and moving towards, and knowing what he says about us and who we are. So what was your scripture?
I love that verse, and I'm going to add to it Ephesians 3:14-19. For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he will grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled all the with all the fullness of God.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, as we close out the program today, I feel like there's people out there that have had maybe an obscure view of who they are in Christ. Maybe they're looking at life through a lens of negativity or just, you know, discouragement, things like that. So for this last minute, would you just pray for everybody out there that God would just help them to see and experience life?
Heavenly Father, we come to you and I ask you that you will cleanse the glasses of everyone hearing our voice, that they will see themselves the way you see them, that they will receive the blessing of your word, and be cleansed completely in their mind, so that their spirit and their heart and their mind can be one with you, that they will be able to receive your love and your peace, and that they will walk in who they really are in Christ. Make them be blessed. Help them receive it. Forget their past and look forth, and not the past, but know who they are in you. Thank you, Lord.
So,
in Jesus' name.
Guys, we believe all of that over you, and we hope you enjoyed the program today. It's Kevin and Martita. God bless you guys, and thanks for turning the light on.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.